Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up is the Experience the Chemo and All event. This took off last year to some great reviews, and it's back here, and so there's going to be, I understand, a lot of people ready and willing to take part in this. So here to tell us about it is Kevin Storr from the Portage Health Foundation, Nathan Miller as well, from the Copper Harbor Trails Club. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us again.
Hey there, Rick.
So the Experience the Chemo and All, now, I had a chance to be able to go out to a couple of different events last year and, you know, saw, you know, a lot of people having a great time getting outdoors and enjoying the things that we have here to offer. So I'm going to kind of toss it to you guys a little bit right now to just say, well, okay, what is this big event? What does it entail?
I'll start with that. I guess I'd like to start with just giving a real brief backdrop to why we're doing the event. And, the foundation, the Portage Health Foundation, had a number of outdoor-related requests, and we've been working over the last couple of years on how we can best meet those needs in our community. And after a lot of discussion with our outdoor groups, the Copper Harbor Trails Club included in that, we had decided that we were going to repurpose our fund at the Keweenaw Community Foundation into a community wellness and outdoor recreation fund. And part of the conversation that we had with the Copper Harbor Trails Club, because they had such a successful event, Ride to Keweenaw, which has been incorporated into this, was really how do we get people outdoors and enjoying all the outdoor resources we have in a way that helps promote physical activity. And from the foundation's perspective, we wanted to clearly promote physical activity as a way of improving individual and population health. But we also wanted to look at it a way as how could we do this in a fashion that really promotes the resources, you know, like the trails system in Copper Harbor or at Sweet Town or the Tech Trails. And how do we also do this in a way that helps those communities, Berga County, Ontonagon County as an example, really become involved in that outdoor community and that conversation of developing more regional resources. So that was the second aim for the foundation, was how do we help promote the resources that we have and improve upon those. And then finally was to find a way to help with our local economy by promoting the eco-outdoor tourism opportunities that exist. So out of that came this Experience the Keweenaw weekend. Mm-hmm. Nathan's organization was very excited to jump on board with us to help promote this and organize it as well as some other groups. And we're pretty excited for round two, year two of this event, and looking forward to nice weather and a lot of people getting outdoors and active.
Well, Nathan, with Ride the Keweenaw, why was it important for the Copper Harbor Trails Club, I guess, to allow this to expand and include some other things?
Well, for the Trails Club, it's primarily mountain bike focused currently, and Ride the Keweenaw was just a weekend of all of the trails that we've got in the Keweenaw, trying to show those off. We got Adventure Mine Trails, Michigan Tech Trails, Turning Rapids and Mastahito, Swede Town, and then the excellent trails up at Copper Harbor. And so the Ride the Keweenaw event was 3 days of just constant riding all of those sweet trails. And we kind of were thinking, well, how could we expand this beyond mountain biking? Because there's awesome hiking trails, there's places to paddle on the lakes, inland lakes, and then on Lake Superior, if the weather is conducive for that. We've got waterfalls to check out, amazing historic ruins. There's just so much more out there. And so in Portage Health Foundation had this initiative of trying to get more people outside in different ways than just mountain biking alone. We were kind of like, well, this is a way to expand our mission as part of getting people on trails, not only in Copper Harbor, but across the Keweenaw.
I've been up to those trails on Brockway Mountain. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
A little frightening for me when you start going on the edge of that mountain there.
Yep.
I was able to get some video footage, but getting on a bike and going out there was probably a little bit more advanced for me. But that's because it's a world-class trail system you have there.
Yep. Yeah, and so the thinking was that we've got expert-level trails at Copper Harbor. Other trail systems in the area, they're a little bit more beginner, intermediate levels, but not everybody wants to do mountain biking. Some people would rather just be hiking. And there are other ways to get outside than mountain biking, of course. And so encouraging them through Experience the Keweenaw is a great way to do that, especially because it's just a great way to kick off the summer.
Yeah, last year I went over to the Michigan Tech Trails and talked to some of the people that were biking that. Of course, it's a, you know, that's probably a little bit more of that moderate level there. So, you know, somebody like me could probably get on there and do okay, you know. but yeah, definitely. This is for everyone to be able to participate. And it's not just mountain biking. And we talked a lot about that. There's a lot of other events going on.
Yeah, all of the activities, you know, and I point out a lot of the biking events are group rides. So they're not necessarily going to be, you know, there's a couple races that are going to be a little bit more diehard. But a lot of the rides are group rides, family-friendly activities. But again, the hiking, we have, as an example, on Sunday, we're going to have a kids interpretive type of a scavenger hunt up at Estevan Pines. Eric Avaya is working with that group. We're on Saturday, we have the Michigan Tech's Agassiz Research Vessel that's going to be doing kind of a geological tour of the Point Abbey Peninsula, and also some representatives from Barragattone that are going to be talking a bit about the new park that they're developing on that point that again is incorporating you know, some outpost campgrounds and hiking and biking trail systems. The Friends of the Porkies, is they're working on the weekend on Saturday, I believe, as well, and having a hiking slash fly fishing demonstration. And I think one of the lucky participants in that group is going to walk away with a fly fishing, beginner's fly fishing kit. So, you know, there's quite a variety of things that are going on this weekend. And as Nathan mentioned, you know, we really are looking at how do we just really showcase all of the different activities that exist here and are available for people to get out and enjoy it.
How are you incorporating the waterways that we have here, both the Portage Canal and many inland lakes?
You know, we had we have a small group of volunteers. One example down in Lawrence, they're going to actually be doing a guided paddle on the mouth of the Silver River in Huron Bay. It's not an instructional paddle. Folks are asked to bring their own equipment. Clearly, we don't have kayaks and everything for everybody, so bring your own kayak and paddle and flotation device. And there's going to be some folks that are going to be able to do a little bit of an interpretive group paddle around that. We are, you know, trying to showcase some of the other features within the Keweenaw. The challenges Nathan mentioned earlier is, you know, weather conducive and water temperature conducive. Mm-hmm. And that's been the biggest challenge with our paddle event so far, is just whether or not the water temperature is going to be, you know, up to snuff for us.
Yeah, well, you're having this, is it Memorial Day weekend or pre-Memorial Day? When does this take place?
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, okay. Which is not, you traditionally can't exactly count on that of being the first summer holiday, but you know, it sounds like a lot of these events. Anyways, you get out there and you'll be plenty warm enough while you're doing it. One of my goals this summer is to get out on one of those paddle boats that they rent. I think they're over on the Hancock side, or at least they have been. They might have them over on the Houghton side too as well, but you get those paddle boats. I want to take one out to the on the canal. That's my goal for this summer. I'll get there. Is there a schedule of events that people can access?
Absolutely. I know that the folks at the Trails Club have all of their activities with Ride to Keweenaw online. There's a couple events that require registration, and folks are instructed to go there. The main page for the Experience of Keweenaw weekend is just simply that, experienceofkeweenaw.com or .org. There's a full schedule of activities with descriptions and directions to the locations, as well as any redirection for any registration. There's only a couple events that actually require registration for the weekend. So experienceofkeweenaw.com or .org has a full schedule and all the descriptions and directions available.
Is there a cost associated with some of those registrations?
A couple of them are. The Lake Superior Gravity Enduro Race at Copper Harbor on Sunday. That one is $50 to register for that. Otherwise, most of the group rides are just drop-in. You show up at the right time, and we'll slot you into groups according to your skill level. And then I believe there are a couple of boat rides on the Agassiz that groups need to register ahead of time for, because space is limited on the boat.
Sure. Tell me more about the races.
Well, there's the Enduro race up at Copper Harbor, and there's two different levels of that, two-stage and three-stage going on. And that one is just the first kind of kickoff race of the season for our area on the trails. Otherwise, we kind of wrap it up later in the season with the Bell's Beer Trails Fest.
And that's not the Copperman Triathlon.
No, so this is totally separate, just mountain biking. There are trail runs up there and guided rides as well for people who don't want to participate in the race itself. And then there's also the Taste of the Harbor event on Sunday evening, kind of wrapping up everything. And that one is also has a cost to purchase tickets. But that one, you purchase those tickets and you can use them to try out all sorts of great food from local vendors and restaurants up in the Keweenaw. They all kind of descend on Copper Harbor. And then we also have our art bike fundraiser where people can purchase really awesome art created by local and regional artists in support of the trails.
Taste the Keweenaw, though. That's an event I can get behind.
That one's for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and it is really actually for everybody to get outdoors and, you know, not only enjoy what we have here, but, you know, we're encouraging people to take part in the improving the community health overall, because there's so many more benefits other than just you feeling better, you know, just to having a healthier community.
You know, I remember we were talking about this one day, and just the health benefits of being connected to the outdoors and nature in general, whether it be emotional health or physical health, you know, the ability to get out with friends and enjoy the outdoors, you know, it certainly has its impact. And this event has plenty of opportunity for folks to do a lot of different things. One of the things that we're also trying to promote with this, Rick, is the economic health of our community. And, you know, last year we had a gentleman, Hansi Johnson, a lot of people know Hansi. He came in from the Minnesota Land Trust, and he talked to us about, we had a business luncheon on that Friday, which we're also doing again this year, noon on Friday. If you're interested, please call our office to RSVP. But last year, Hansi talked a little bit about the importance of regional collaboration, really folks from all different sectors of the community to get behind a common vision. And really the important role that outdoor recreation plays, not only in health, but the economic health of our community. And one of the examples that Hansi had given last year is there's an 11-year difference in life expectancy from East End to West End of Duluth, Minnesota. And you think about that. And part of that is just because, you know, one is kind of the remnants of the old industrial and the way it was developed. And the other is, you know, more of an urban, suburban community type thing. And we look at the differences within our regional community and how does that impact population health, but then also how important is the outdoor recreation component to our ecotourism and what does that do? So this year, we have, in continuation of Hansi's conversation last year, we have the sales manager that's coming in from Spoken Gear. It's a small business in Two Harbors, Minnesota. The young man that's coming has been very instrumental in the COGS group, Cyclists of Gitche-Gumee Shores, very active in the Duluth City of Duluth's effort to develop 100 miles of interconnected bike trail system within the city limits. But then they also took and they annexed Duluth in a shop, not only a bike shop in Two Harbors, but they've incorporated a small cafe, they have a small brewery, they do bike sales and retail and repairs. But they also have a cottage sewing company that they've just started that's working on custom bike bags for bike packing. So again, kind of taking this whole sense of how do you build community around mountain biking and how do you build a mountain biking community by engaging the rest of your community. In addition to Mr. Koleski's conversation that day, we're also going to be having Jonathan Lanen and join us. And Jonathan, in his business class at Michigan Tech last year, had conducted an ecotourism study of the UP, and more specifically, he's going to be talking about some of the results of that study as it relates more specifically to our region, and not only what are some of the findings that they identified in that study, but really where are some of the opportunities for business growth, business expansion. One of the numbers that stuck out to me was, the average per day cost of tourists in the area was $60.41. So when you look at the numbers of folks that the Copper Harbor Trails Club brings in through the Keweenaw to Copper Harbor, based off that number, you know, all of a sudden that's not just some folks coming in with bikes on their roof. I mean, all of a sudden that is a multi-million dollar infusion into our local economy. And So we're trying to make sure that people not only are aware of that, but acknowledge and recognize the potential that this has as another addition to really rounding out our local economy. And from our foundation standpoint, we can correlate a strong population health to a strong community and a good economy. So another thing that we're trying to do with this event.
I have some friends who live in Orlando, Florida. They've been there for a little over 20 years. They have never been to Walt Disney World. You know, even though they live right basically in its shadow. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I just kind of bring that up is I have also talked to a lot of people who live up here who, you know, kind of like those folks in Duluth that you were talking about, who rarely ever really get out and enjoy the things we have here. We draw in a lot of tourism, but there, you know, there's an element that actually live here. And, you know, talking to them almost but kind of remind them, you know, how beautiful it can be here with the waterfalls and stuff. They're like, yeah, well, I probably don't really think about that too much anymore. But they don't, you know, they don't get out as much. Yep. So I wonder what the, you know, kind of the split is for as far as usage for our trail systems and whatnot between tourists coming in to use them and, you know, how much of our resident population are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, it's hard to know because so many of these places don't charge admission. There's no fees to go there. There's no sign up or registration that you have to do. So it's just people go out and they hike the trails. And I know I am on the trails all the time. I know a lot of my friends are, but I also know people who aren't outside as often. And I do what I can to encourage them. I share them photos of our cool spots. I share them all these neat events and tell them all the cool opportunities. People are busy. It's hard to get outside, and just showing them how they can start is the best way to get them there, because they're not going to jump in at the high level. They're not going to go camping in the Porkies their first time outside all summer, but they might be more willing to go for a hike at Canyon Falls or go for a little paddle around the Sturgeon River sloughs. Those are easier ways to get outside, and then you might hook them, and then they'll go out a second and a third time, and then they're hooked.
I'm kind of chuckling about this too, because just this past weekend, I had a friend of mine send me a text, and he's, you know, all this promotion that you're doing with Experience of Keweenaw is lost on your audience. And the end quote was, you know, because we are the Keweenaw. And I think that really kind of highlighted the attitude is that, you know, you're promoting experience, getting out and enjoy all that we have to offer. And, you know, with the, I guess, the presumption that we're only targeting, you know, locals or even from the local standpoint, you know, some people don't want to bring that tourism in here. But it's interesting when he says, you know, it's lost on the people that are reading the promotion, because we're here every day. We experience it every day. But I know for myself, last year was the first time I'd ever been out to Silver Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here my whole life. The year before was the first time I'd ever been out to the Point Abbey Peninsula. You see it on a map. Never thought anything about going out there. It's an amazing piece of property and a real gem for our region. Just in the last 2 years, I started getting into mountain biking. Clearly not as active as I need to be with that yet.
Yeah, but it encourages me. If you could do it, I'd probably be able to do it here, because I'm carrying a little bit of weight around this waist there.
Round is in shape too. So. But, you know, there's so much that, to your point, Rick, that I think people take for granted. And it's so easy to access these resources. And we've been working hard to not only help promote that, but recognizing the work that folks like Nathan and his team at, you know, the Copper Harbor Trails Group or the Sweet Town or any number of those folks that are doing. And how do we help build upon that in a way that's meaningful? And at the same time, how do we get the rest of the community to acknowledge that these things don't exist unless you have a lot of hard work, there's a lot of resources, there's a lot of financial needs that these organizations have that go into these. And to not only take advantage of those, but don't lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of volunteer and small organizations that are trying to make these resources happen. And how do we make sure that there's financial resources available to continue to support them, to grow them, to expand them, and really get people out there to utilize them? Hmm. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about who does help make these things available. Let's first just start with Experience the Keweenaw. Who's behind this?
Well, you know, this year we have a different group. I'm clearly the Copper Harbor Trails group. We haven't sold sponsorship for this yet because we're trying to build interest and really trying to demonstrate value. But we had some folks step up. Range Bank came in and said that they wanted to participate. Actually, Ferdy and Mark from Peterlin Distributing have been a great resource for us on some planning and some ideas. The Friends of the Porkies, the Keweenaw National Historic Park, Berga County in general has been a big big part of this. Some of our retailers, Cross Country Sports, Downwind Sports, have been partners with this, Good Times Music. So there's been a lot of folks that have been involved in helping helping us overcome the challenges of putting this together. I can't speak for the Trails Club and all the folks that are behind the scenes putting on their events. You know, our office is trying to do all of the promotion and the marketing and the coordination of this. And so there's it's starting to become more of a, I think the community is starting to recognize the potential of what this weekend can do as kind of what has historically been that slow shoulder to the summer season, and what potentially this could do to help really kick off the summer season with a bang. And there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are trying to make it a reality.
Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of weekends, Nathan, you've had people coming out just trying to get the trails ready for an event.
Yeah, like every trail organization in the Keweenaw region has been all hands on deck for getting the trails ready. We had a really long, drawn-out winter. There was snow on the ground up until like two or three weekends ago, and if you're lucky, you might find some pockets around, and definitely Ripley still has snow on the hill. And that has really slowed down our trail work. Last year, we could start clearing trail in early April, but this year we were waiting up until May to start getting out there. And Copper Harbor especially gets hit by really hard storms. So there's trees down on tens of miles of trail that needed to be cleared by volunteers. Leaves need to be blown off the trail to make them safe for bikers. And then, of course, there's always brush growing in to try and encroach and bury those trails. And so volunteers are putting in hundreds of hours of effort across the Keweenaw to clean up Churning Rapids, Swedetown, Copper Harbor, the Tech Trails, all the way down to Adventure Mine. It's amazing the amount of passion and dedication people have to their trails. And they're doing it for themselves, and they're doing it for the entire area, because we all want to get out and ride on those trails, but we can't do it if somebody's not taking care of them. So everybody kind of realizes, well, we got to step up and do this ourselves, and it really pays off, and it's amazing. And I thank all the volunteers that are putting in their time and energy, blood and sweat and tears, to clear these trails and prepare these events. So many of our events are volunteer driven. Not only our riding events, but the hiking events are led by volunteers. The running events are led by volunteers. Paddling events, everybody is lending a hand here.
I can just imagine the mess those trails are in. You know, it took me last two weekends just to clean up my backyard.
Exactly, yeah.
So you had a pretty good response, you know, last year to a lot of these events. Going into this year with all the promotion behind it, what's been the response so far?
You know, it'll be a good problem to have, but we're seeing a lot of cross-migration on our different social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook. Certainly our web traffic has been really strong. I think just the other day we had Friday we had 459 unique users had logged into the website by 10 o'clock that morning. And Fridays aren't necessarily, especially during the daytime, aren't necessarily a big day for that. So we've been tracking some of those, the digital traffic that we're seeing. And, you know, when you start looking at the interest level, I mentioned before we started the show, you know, like 360 some people have expressed interest in one of the mine hikes, as an example. And so it'll be interesting to see if people actually turn out. And hopefully the weather stays as it is and the trails can dry up a little bit and we'll have a good day for it.
Yeah,
a lot of good activity.
That Quincy hike that you're mentioning, that's kind of going back a couple of points. Are you saying, well, we all experienced the Keweenaw already. Why do we need an event to show it off? Well, why are 360 people signing up for a Quincy hike? If Quincy's on the hill and we see it all the time, why do we need to go there? Apparently, there's a lot of people who haven't taken a hike up there and want to learn more. And so I encourage people to learn more about all the cool historic places and trails around in this area. Regardless of whether you've been there before or you think you're familiar, there's always something else to learn about them.
I was here for 6 years before I took my first tour through a mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this interview that I have not gotten out on the Portage on a paddleboat. I've been out on the Agassiz, but I've never even been on a pleasure craft. I've just been, out on the research vessel, so I want to do that. I bought snowshoes at the end of this last winter because I've only been snowshoeing once and I loved it. I've been cross-country skiing once, again, this is in seven mm-hmm. winters, and loved it. I've only biked on the back roads of Lorium, and I have a bike that would be perfect for, maybe mm-hmm. not Brockway Mountain, but, for some of the others. But, so I'll throw myself into that mix where when we say experience the Keweenaw, even if you've lived here all your life, you may be able to experience the Keweenaw the first time in a way that you have not done certainly a long time, or maybe never have at all. I hear about the hikes out to waterfalls, and I've seen a couple. I say, well, there's only a couple. No, I actually hear that there's
hundreds.
Yeah, so even if you have been here all your life, this is a good opportunity to get out there and take part in this.
And places like Estevant Pines are one of those spots where everybody ought to see it at least once in their life, living here in the Keweenaw. They're just the biggest, oldest growth white pine you've ever seen. Like, these are as big around as the table that we're sitting at here, and that's like 3 or 4 feet across. And these are just enormous trees, and it's one of those sites that you can experience during this weekend, and guides will take you out there in case you've never been there before. I know how hard it is to go to some of these places and not be familiar, and it's like, well, I don't know, I might get lost, but this is something that is curated for folks who haven't necessarily been to these spots. We want to get you there.
And even if you've seen it, seeing it through the eyes of some of the interpretive guides takes an entirely different slant on what you think exists there. Erica did an incredible job last year with the Hungarian Falls tour. We had people that had contacted us and just raved because she introduced the geology to that waterfall and the formation and some of the foliage that exists. It was an entirely different lens for the people that may have been there before that now are looking at that asset in our community entirely differently.
Experience the Keweenaw taking place Memorial Day weekend all over the place. If you want to be able to get a schedule for what's going on and also information to register, Kevin, if you have that email or the website again.
ExperienceTheKeweenaw.com.
Can't get any easier than that to remember. All right, Kevin, Nathan, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.